Hello, everyone. I am Mariah Muhammad with Becker's Healthcare. Thank you for joining us for this podcast. Today, we are thrilled to be joined by Luke Johnson, Chief Marketing Officer of Healthcare Finance Direct. Luke, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mariah.
Great. So today, we'll discuss Healthcare Finance Direct, a partner for all DSOs to finance 100% of patients. So with that, we can dive right into the conversation. So kind of to give us an intro and a background on the topic, can you tell me a little bit more about HFD and your mission?
Absolutely. So at its core, HFD is a patient finance company. We're focused primarily on elective healthcare and making healthcare more affordable, particularly for the underserved communities, you know, of the country. And what I mean by that is that, you know, the traditional finance company has historically approved anywhere from 40 to 60% of patients that apply. And that just, you know, doesn't cut it for healthcare providers. They want to approve every single patient. They want to treat every single patient. And so that's where HFD comes in. We've been in business for a little over 13 years and, you know, we're growing like crazy. Our customers are growing like crazy and we're happy to, you know, be serving all the patients within our network.
Perfect. So how is HFD able to offer 100% approvals to providers and patients?
Good question. So it kind of comes down to underwriting. When you have the traditional lending model, underwriting, the purpose of underwriting is you're basically looking into someone's propensity to pay and you're looking for who to say no to. That doesn't sit well with us and it doesn't sit well with healthcare providers. And so when we underwrite someone, we're actually just underwriting them to figure out how to say yes. It's, you know, obviously much different than, you know, a typical lending model. And we basically partner with healthcare providers. We look at their, you know, their data. We utilize our data that we've amassed over the last decade. And then we come up with custom programs that meet the needs of their specific patients. It's unique in that, you know, a typical bank wouldn't approve 100% of patients. They're not going to say yes to everyone because they're lending a bunch of other people's cash and they're in the game of, you know, not losing it. But HFD in this situation is partnering with DSOs. They're partnering with the healthcare provider to figure out the economics on how to say yes. That's at the core of what we do. We're working with healthcare providers to say yes to every patient.
That's very interesting. And I'm glad you brought a partnership because the next thing I wanted to talk to you about was how do you partner with businesses to reach people who need your financing solutions?
Yes, that's a really good question. And whenever we talk about this, it's interesting to kind of compare financing in non-medical fields versus in medical fields. And there's a huge difference between the two. When you're financing in non-medical, you know, industries and you're financing an expensive pair of shoes or, you know, your Peloton, you don't have that healthcare provider that is, you know, sitting with the patient that really needs the service or needs the product. And it's, financing is so much more fun in the medical space because you truly have your customer, HFD's customer, the healthcare provider, they truly want to say yes. HFD only partners with the healthcare providers that want to say yes to their patients. And that's the fundamental difference. So we don't have some term sheet or bid sheet that a bank approved and we try to, you know, force it down the throats of as many healthcare providers as possible. We take a much more consultative approach and we talk to each one of them independently and we, you know, ask them what are the challenges that you're facing? What would you like to see from your financing program? And then we work with them to build that together. Once we come up with a program that everyone's happy with, you know, that the healthcare provider is happy with because it's sustainable, their patients will be happy with it because it's affordable and our capital partners are happy with it because they can make a profit. You know, it's a win-win-win. And then we just double down on that and we take it to market together. So again, a much more consultative process, much less, you know, templated, you know, bid sheets that you either take it or leave it.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad that you said that. How does this shift in patient financing change the life of the treatment coordinator?
Great question. So the treatment coordinator is the backbone of, you know, any healthcare organization. They're the ones that are actually communicating, you know, these financing programs and these affordable options to the patient. And what you typically see with a lot of other, you know, lenders out there is, hey, these are affordable terms, but then the healthcare provider, I'm sorry, the treatment coordinator doesn't ever adopt it. And there's two main reasons that they typically don't adopt it. The first reason is that, you know, about half of the patients get told no to. So when I go back to that approval rate of, you know, between 40 and 60%, that treatment coordinator is the person within the office that has to talk to an actual person and say, I'm sorry, you were denied. And that is not a good experience for the patient. It's a terrible experience for the treatment coordinator. And so they just don't offer it. You know, they'd rather not set the patient up to, you know, to be denied. So HFD, when we provide 100% approval offerings, you have this treatment coordinator that is flabbergasted because of the fact that they know they have an affordable option for that patient. And now it's just up to the patient on whether or not they want to pay over time. The second thing is,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
Is what I've, yeah, I'm sorry. So the second thing is partial approvals. There are a lot of lenders or, you know, finance companies out there that say they approve a patient, but they're not really approving them because, you know, the patient comes in, they need a treatment, and it's $5,000. The lending company will actually say, yeah, you're approved for $500. So think about how that conversation goes with the treatment coordinator. It's terrible, right? You have a patient that was approved, and it's supposed to be an exciting moment, but now they have to come up with $4,500. That's kind of one of the tactical things that financing companies typically don't pick up on, that HFD absolutely solves, because whenever we approve someone, we approve them for the full amount. And when you couple that along with the fact that we're 100% approval, it is a very, very easy conversation to get a treatment coordinator to adopt.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much for explaining that and giving us an example. The next thing that I wanted to ask you is, how can providers grow their practices when partnering with your company?
Sure, absolutely. So when I hear that question, I think of case acceptance. It's at the top of everyone's mind. Every healthcare organization out there is looking for how to increase case acceptance at the practice level. The goal for case acceptance nationwide is about 90%, right? So you diagnose, they're in the chair, and now they're either going to take it or they're going to leave it and they're going to walk out the door. Healthcare organizations want nine of every 10 patients to say yes and to actually move forward. The unfortunate circumstance is that 34% is the industry average case acceptance according to Jarvis Analytics. And that's terrible. I don't want to sugarcoat it. That's god awful, right? I mean, 3 out of every 10 patients walk out, or actually say yes to the treatment rather. And when you present affordable options, since affordability is one of the top reasons they leave, guaranteed your case acceptance will increase. If your case acceptance increases, then your practice will grow. As simple as that.
Yeah, thank you so much for explaining that. And before I let you go, Luke, the last thing that I wanted to ask is, what can providers expect when they partner with Healthcare Finance Direct?
I like to say three things. You're going to expect an easy application process that sets your brand apart from the competition, financing program that treatment coordinators will absolutely thank you for, and then a company that's optimizing their programs for the patient and not for the bank. Again, we do not have one single bank that we work with. We work with a variety of capital partners so that we can truly optimize for the patient, for the provider and not for the bank.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Luke, for joining me today for this discussion. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Healthcare Finance Direct. You can tune into more podcasts and virtual events from Becker's Healthcare by visiting beckershospitalreview.com. Thank you again, Luke.
Thank you.